A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John, chapter 14, verses 15 through 21. Jesus said to his disciples, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you always, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot accept, because it neither sees nor knows him. But you know him, because he remains with you, and will be in you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. In a little while the world will no longer see me, but you will see me, because I live and you will live. On that day you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me and I in you. Whoever has my commandments and observes them is the one who loves me. And whoever loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and reveal myself to him." The Gospel of the Lord. It has already been 6 weeks since Easter, and here we are still celebrating. If you look in the stores, they will show that Easter ended long ago. It's funny how our society runs on a different calendar. Sometimes there is a struggle to keep up because everything that we know goes against the grain of what our church and our souls tell us. In fact, if you look around, even the lilies, the Easter lilies in church have died. So why are we prolonging the inevitable? Why are we still trying to say that Easter is still with us? You see, Easter isn't just that Sunday that we celebrated 6 weeks ago, but it's something so much deeper than that. It's the message that we hear in the gospel for today. The first thing that Jesus tells us is that if we love him, we will keep his commandments. In other words, we are asked to remain faithful. There is a great big world around us that is constantly trying to tell us how we should live and how we should act. Unfortunately, the messages that we get from the world are not always the correct messages. In the United States, we live in a society that wants us to get the latest thing all the time and to keep up with everybody else. If we need the latest of everything or the newest model, then that means that what we had before is very throwaway. If everything is so disposable, and I do mean everything, what's the sense of holding out or having faith? We don't have to be faithful to anything or anyone. If we don't like the model, or if the model gets too old, or if we get bored with it, we can always and easily get another one until that one gets too old or we decide that we don't want it anymore. A few short weeks ago, as we were preparing for Easter and the resurrection, we heard the voice of Jesus crying out from the cross to his Father. After that moment, he gave up his spirit. He wasn't keeping up with anybody. Jesus wasn't trying to prove anything to anyone. Jesus freely gave up his spirit that day. Jesus knew that there would be moments when we would have our spirits weighed down by the trials and tribulations of the world, but he did not abandon his followers, but promised something else instead. He promised to send the Advocate, the Spirit of Truth, that would help us along the way. At the end of the Christmas season, with the feast of the baptism of the Lord, Matthew tells us that the heavens were open and the Spirit of God descended like a dove upon Jesus. In other words, the Spirit is powerful, but we must remain faithful. You see, even with the power of the Spirit and the promise of this Advocate to strengthen us, if we don't do anything but profess that we are followers of Jesus and we do nothing to show it, then we are no better than the person who drives around with all kinds of wonderful bumper stickers that profess peace and Christian values, but who at the same time constantly cuts people off and blows the horn, and at times even makes wonderful communicative gestures that in no way reflect the good news that he or she proclaims to confess. Jesus knows that the spirit of each individual is put to the test. Just as Jesus was tempted, so are we. The evil one, Satan if you will, is constantly looking for the spirit that is bowed down or the spirit that is not so strong. We talk about Satan being strong, but there really isn't a whole lot that Satan has to do. It's because we do such a good job on our own. Look at the example that I used before about the person driving around with all of those wonderful bumper stickers that profess Christian values, but in turn is really a jerk on the road. Satan doesn't have to do a thing but sit back and watch the show. In fact, in most things, That's all it takes. We find a way to get ourselves into these situations where we fall away from God by ourselves. Satan doesn't have to do much. It's in these times that the promise of the Advocate makes all the sense in the world. I think that Jesus is aware of the shadow that Satan casts on humankind. Because of this, we need the Advocate to work in us. We need the power of this Holy Spirit to make a change in our lives as we continue the journey. And then all those many bumper stickers will truly reflect the lifestyle of the person behind the wheel. But how do we remain faithful in today's society? How do we find the courage to stand up and say to Satan, no? How do we respond not in kind, but in kindness? We take our example from the one who is the example for the world, Jesus. Yes, Jesus is God, but Jesus was fully human as well. Jesus knows the ways in which we are tested. Jesus knows that there is hope for a fallen world. Jesus knew it when the crowd left the woman caught in adultery. Jesus knew it when the leper came and asked to be healed because he was one of the outcasts. Jesus knows it for us today because we too are tempted. We are tempted to throw people aside and not be faithful because we can get a better model if we look. That's what our society tells us. But Jesus gives us another message. He says, stay with me. It's like the people who get so discouraged about the way things are that they decide to remove themselves from the situation instead of staying and doing what they can to make the situation better. I am thinking specifically of those people who feel that they have to leave the church because things are not the way they would like them to be. So instead of staying and praying and doing what they can, they leave and they find themselves mixed up in something else. Jesus asks us to remain faithful, and it is in that fidelity that we are truly strengthened. What would have happened to the apostles if they had decided that Jesus was dead and they had scattered? But the truth of the matter is that they remained with one another and they prayed together, even in their fear. They were faithful and they received the gift of the Advocate. We are far removed from ancient Palestine. We are far removed from the experiences of the faithful on the shores of the Sea of Galilee. We are far removed from touching Jesus' wounds and scars. But we are still asked to remain faithful so that we too can receive the gift of the Advocate. The Advocate is still promised to us who believe. Jesus gave up his Spirit so that we could be and receive this Holy Spirit. Jesus truly has not left us orphans.